بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب الصلاة على الميت وتشييعه وحضور دفنه وكراهة اتباع النساء الجنائز. Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayh explains now the chapter on performing janaza salah. So the salah for the deceased and accompanying the funeral. In other words, going after the janaza salah, but then follows the funeral to the qabristan and attending the burial. And also the dislike for women to follow funerals. An Abi Hurairah radiyallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man shahida al-janazata hatta yusalla alayha falahu qirat, wa man shahidaha hatta tudfan falahu qiratan. Qila wa mal qiratan? Qala mithlu al-jabalayn al-azimayn muttafaqun alayhi. Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiyallahu anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, one who is present at a funeral, at the janazah, until the salah has been performed over the deceased, then he will receive the sawab of one qirat. And the one who is present for the janazah salah, and then he follows and he goes to the qabristan, in other words, he is present until the mayyit is buried, he receives two qirats. It was asked, what is the meaning of two qirats? Rasulullah ﷺ replied, it is equivalent to two huge mountains. So this is a great reward a person gets when he attends the janazah salah. If a person just reads the janazah salah and then he goes away to work, home, wherever it is, and he doesn't follow the mayyit to the qabristan, then he gets the sawab of one qirat, which means the sawab of one huge mountain. But if he goes after the janazah salah to the qabristan, then he gets two qirats. And the reward for two qirats is the sawab of two huge mountains. This is very, very great, a very meritorious act that is. In fact, in the hadith we have mentioned previously, that it is the right of a Muslim brother that when he passes away, others attend his janazah salah. So this is very, very important. And the reward is so great, tremendous. وَعَنْهُ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ أَنَّ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ قَالَ مَنِ اتَّبَعَ جَنَازَةَ مُسْلِمٍ إِيمَانًا وَإِحْتِسَابًا وَكَانَ مَعَهُ حَتَّى يُصَلَّى عَلَيْهَا وَيُفْرَغَ مِنْ دَفْنِهَا فَإِنَّهُ يَرْجِعُ مِنَ الْأَجْرِ بِقِرَاطَيْنِ كُلُّ قِرَاطٍ مِثْلُ أُحُدٍ وَمَنْ صَلَّى عَلَيْهَا ثُمَّ رَجَعَ قَبْلَ أَنْ تُدْفَنَ فَإِنَّهُ يَرْجِعُ بِقِرَاطٍ رواه البخاري. Very similar hadith. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu says that Rasulullah said, one who attends the janazah of a Muslim and he does it with iman and ihtisab, in other words, he anticipates reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he remains there until the janazah salah is performed and the burial is complete, then he returns with two qirats. And this hadith says each qirat is equivalent to Mount Uhud. We know Mount Uhud is so huge, so he gets a sawab of equivalent to Mount Uhud. And one who performs the salah for the deceased and returns before he is buried, he returns with one qirat. So this great reward mentioned in the hadith for us to attend janazah salah. وَعَنْ أُمِّ عَطِيَّةَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَنْهَا قَالَتْ نُهِينَا أَنِ اتِّبَاعِ الْجَنَائِزِ وَلَمْ يُعْزَمْ عَلَيْنَا مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ وَمَعْنَاهُ وَلَمْ يُشَدِّدْ فِي النَّهِي كَمَا يُشَدِّدُ فِي الْمُحَرَّمَاتِ. أُمُّ عَطِيَّةَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَنْهَا narrates that we were prohibited from following funerals, but in the beginning it was not done strictly. This means the prohibition was not as severe as that of other prohibitions. The Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had prohibited the woman, or he did not encourage them to follow and accompany the funerals. And the wisdom behind this is simple, that we find that the woman, her nature is such, she becomes more emotional, her tabiat is softer, men are more harder in nature, a woman is very soft. We find many times there is a janazah taking place in somebody's house. Women, when they go there, and even though they may not be related to the mayyit, but they also begin to shed tears, they also feel grief, unlike men. So here, because of their soft nature, and they become very emotional, and when they begin to lament and wail, perhaps they may even do things that may be not be allowed in Sharia. Therefore, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not encourage them to attend janazah salah. And moreover, ulama also mentioned the important point about intermingling. When women will attend funerals, like go to the qabristan, etc., then there will be much intermingling with the men, etc. Therefore, Shariat has prevented woman from attending the janaza salat. Allah forgive us tawfiq to understand. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. Subhanallah bihamdihi subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu